Scott S.J., Wellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 363, Planned Chaos, right before the selection, divide and conquer. They need a civil war. They want the West to fall via the Deagle Report. So two stories we're going to cover, and we're going to go deep. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. In terms of the illegal aliens, the Venezuelan gang taking over the apartment complex in Colorado, or a couple of them. And then it just so happened a 911 call went viral in Chicago. This is a playbook. This is a pattern, a destabilization pattern. Where did those 1.5 billion hollow point rounds of ammunition go that the DHS purchased? Where'd they go? Illegal via the Geneva Convention under Obama. And now we're being invaded with these armed soldiers. I'm going to cover a dream as well that I had. I think it was last winter about this. It just kind of gave me the creeps. And then also another point, a YouTuber called Brother Jim, highly recommend you subscribe. He does just amazing Bible studies. He made an interesting point with his last VCast called End of Days Example. He said, keep your eyes on September 18th, because that is when they're going to sentence Trump. And my understanding via research, Trump could get up to 4 years in prison. It's insanity. Absolute insanity. And the reason why I wanted to play this as well is Jason Goodman. I used to watch him during the pandemic. He would do walk and talks in New York City, and he's doing one here. And all of a sudden he spots the military in a, it looks like a five-star hotel, and the military, they're managing the front desk. Why are they there? Especially at what appears to be a five-star hotel. Look at the chandeliers. It's pretty fancy. I mean, that's your taxpayer money. Unbelievable. Are they there because of this sentencing ordeal?
In Chinese, it might not work. Is the army turning this thing into a migrant shelter? Why are you guys here? It's a hotel. Why is the army at this hotel? The state of New York has put the army into hotels? What the hell is that about? This is a public hotel, right? What is the army doing in this hotel? Have you guys taken over this hotel?
What is...
What the fuck is the army doing taking over civilian hotels in the middle of New York City? I can't record. So this is what I'm talking about, people. Do you think those guys are there to help you or me? What is going on?
Now I'm connecting some dots, but they want chaos. This is theater, my friends. This is theater. Don't get caught up in the right left. They want division, and they want a civil war. Now, the end of days, we're going to see lawlessness. And now it's been reported in two different states of Venezuelan gangs taking over apartment complexes. Well, I thought Reese did a good job. I'm going to play his video. Department of Homeland Security has given $1 billion to basically take migrants in. It's this incentivized plan of self-destruction. And where did the 1.5 hollow point bullets go? Where did they go that the DHS bought? You can't make this up. And then all of a sudden, within this video, this is where it doesn't pass the sniff test, is this woman. She felt like she was a hostage. She's like, I had to give them food. Well, how are they getting their guns? Who's giving them guns? I'm going to play a dream at the end of this as well that I think signifies what we're seeing here. And also, there were three or four videos, but I could not find news sources to back it up, of rumored racketeering, where they were going and extorting these people in these apartment buildings for money. But why? The big picture. Obviously, they want gun control. They want crime. They want to bring in this AI police force, this pre-crime, this facial recognition, ultimately ID 2020. It's this beast system. They need to burn it all down to then bring in their New World Order boys. They want to federalize the police. And I'm going to show in the next page, they want to steal property, because if people can't pay their rent because they're paying these gangsters, then all of a sudden you're going to lose the property. And what's crazy is the city of Aurora is doing a cease and desist for this property because of a criminal nuisance charge. And I've also seen they're going to shut it down because of health code violations. What is it? So then all of a sudden, the landlord loses out on his property rights. Property is the foundation, one of the two foundations to get out of poverty. So you might be pissed off at a landlord, but literally, if you can buy property and transfer it to the next of kin, it is a way that people get out of poverty, that and cheap electricity. So it's just this communist takeover of property rights, own nothing and like it, World Economic Forum policy. And then never forget the destruction of the West, this Deagle report. And I'm talking Europe as well. We've covered that often. Go to SJ Wellfire and search that. But let's play this quick video.
We are now living in a time when foreign gangs can cross over our border and seize people's property at gunpoint with no fear of the law.
This video has been making the rounds online since yesterday. Shows armed men walking through a building, knocking on doors, and entering an apartment. These men are part of a dangerous Venezuelan gang, and their numbers have been growing steadily because of the crisis at the border.
There have been rumblings of new gang activity in Aurora all summer. Officials have skated around the topic, but now there's video and victims they can't deny.
It's really like being held hostage.
Cindy was a prisoner in her own home. She's lived in this building at 12th and Dallas for years. This summer, when crime got worse, Cindy got cameras. Doorbell video shows a group of armed men forcing their way into her neighbor's home. Another night, her camera outside captured two men approaching a vehicle, guns drawn.
What I am told is that police leadership put it out that no less than like three or four officers could respond to one of these complexes. I now have other property owners, other apartment complexes calling and telling me the same kinds of things.
Food is the biggest commodity over there.
Cindy says she survived the ordeal by staying quiet, giving them food and bed bug spray. Every night, praying she'd hear sirens.
They left us there to die.
In her new home, far away, the peace she feels is fleeting. Because for so many others, she says there is no escape, no solution, and no sign that help will ever come.
The people working to defund the police are the same people bringing in millions of foreigners without any expectation to assimilate. These foreigners are being given money, education, and homes, while tax-paying American citizens are being kicked out of their homes and losing their jobs. Property taxes generate approximately 75% of a city's funding. And as the job market, home sales, commercial real estate, and the entire U.S. economy continues to plummet, the average American citizen will no longer be able to pay the city's taxes, and city governments will become desperate. Right on cue, the federal government announces it will be giving out hundreds of millions of dollars to cities willing to take more migrants. This isn't new. The Department of Homeland Security, who is supposedly tasked with securing the homeland, has already given out $1 billion to city governments in return for taking more migrants. And there will be billions more given out. This incentivized plan of self-destruction is scheduled to last another 2 years. The Venezuelan gang violence in Aurora, Colorado, is already spilling out to the surrounding suburbs. And Aurora is just one of many. There are hundreds of sanctuary cities, counties, and states, all of which are losing money. And the funds...
Now, here's the land grab. So the cops don't show up. That's been reported in mainstream news. Three or four of them are needed to show up. And then this is where it gets creepy. So this is Newsweek, a liberal publication. On Friday, the city announced that it was seeking a court order to clear the apartments by declaring them a criminal nuisance. Problem, reaction, solution, steal the property. And there were articles as well where the city was shutting down these apartments because of health code violations. Order out of chaos. People were afraid to even throw their garbage out. This is insanity. This is absolute insanity. And let's continue this nonsense because it's happening in Chicago, where actually I have family that live there. This is a 911 call. I actually forward some of the articles to family members that live there. And again, there's rumored racketeering where they're going to the people living there and saying, you better pay us money. This is our apartment now. And they're not even paying their rent, according to these rumors, to the landlords. So how are they going to pay their bank? It's a plan, my friends. Own nothing and like it. And again, what they want so much crime for this AI police, facial recognition, pre-crime nonsense, this ID 2020. It's all order out of chaos. Federalize the police. Put you in your fight 15-minute freedom cities.
Unit 10-3, citywide person with a gun, 6124 South King Drive. Caller says 32 Venezuelans are trespassing the building, showing guns in the courtyard, and they have motorcycles in the courtyard as well. All stairwells are filled. Nothing further, zone clear. Hey, I'm sorry. Are you headed over to the ShotSpotter or to the 6124 on King for the migrants?
On King Drive.
All right, 10-4. There's another available unit to arrive at 310. We had multiple calls. Person with a gun, 6124 South King. Also came over to disturbance, large gathering. Could be 32 Venezuelans trespassing in the building property, showing guns in the courtyard. They have motorcycles in the courtway, all stairwells filled. And nothing further.
So they take away your guns and give guns to these Venezuelans, or they just so happen to get them? I mean, good night. Go to SJ Wildfire, type in Final Days Report, episode 211. This is an ISIS-like army in the United States. It's coming, my friends. And I thought this was an interesting post. This is where it's going to head, is they're going to go after the people that are shining the light on this evil. They're going to go after free speech. And again, it'll all be part of this ID 2020, where you can't get online to post anything, totally against the Constitution. But let's roll it. The government's going to blame people like me that blow the trumpet on this? I'm not buying it.
All right, so after attending this press conference here on Colfax, I can see that according to our city and our leaders here in Denver, the problem is not the Venezuelan street gang, Tren de Aragua. The problem is those of us who are talking about it. We are the ones creating problems.
See how this works? What is good is called evil. What is evil is called good. Classic. Now, they want a spark. I've watched probably, I don't know, 7-8 videos. Multiple black leaders have been sounding the trumpet saying, get ready. Make sure you protect yourself. I've seen veterans call for other veterans, different TikTok videos. And the big one is the Hell's Angels are reported to be driving up to Aurora. Now, what's interesting with the Hell's Angels, I actually did research on them years ago before I was awake, but founded by World War II vets. And I just thought it was interesting. Many of these Hell's Angels fought against the hippies that were protesting the Vietnam War. Now, so there's this bit of rebellion, but there's a bit of, hey, being patriotic and constitutionalist. Now, the other side of Hell's Angels are some of these gangsters. These one percenters, I should say, is that when I first became awake, Ted Gunderson, a former FBI agent that ran California, he talked about a motorcycle gang involved with human trafficking. So we can't glorify the Hell's Angels. I'm sure there's much evil done, but they appear to be coming to Aurora. Now, I guarantee you they can't travel with guns, so they're just going to show up with their motorcycles. So it's going to be interesting. And the other part, too, where it appears to me the government really hates these motorcycle gangs. They know that they're a threat for them to just go full-blown communist. Is it just reminds me of what happened in 2015. So let's read. On May 17, 2015, in Waco, Texas, United States, a shootout erupted at Twin Peaks Restaurant where more than 200 persons, including members from motorcycle clubs that included the Bandidos, Cossacks, and allies had gathered for a meeting about political rights for motorcycles. Law enforcement, which included 18 Waco Police Department officers, everything seems to happen in Waco, and four Texas Highway Patrol troopers had gathered to monitor the restaurant and meeting from outside. And according to police, return fire after being shot at. Did they really return fire? Because that it was suspect, if you can remember, of what happened. Nine bikers were killed, 18 others are injured, and 177 individuals were ultimately arrested and initially detained in connection with the shootout, most for alleged participation in organized crime. According to the New York Times, the response by prosecutors was widely criticized as a brazen overreach. According to Waco Tribune Herald, the shootout led to a four-year prosecutorial fiasco that resulted in zero convictions. Zero convictions. It seemed like a Ruby Ridge situation because the government knows these groups are a threat. But let's play this video of them appearing. It's rumored. I'm not sure if it's true. Driving up to Aurora. Now, I'm not sure if the Hells Angels actually would have those three-wheelers that looked, maybe these are just more motorcyclists going up. But regardless, the point is people are calling to be vigilantes. I think we need to pray that these gang members come to Christ, because I had that one dream. And again, this is an End of Days Watchman News Ministry. We believe that the scripture that says old men will have dreams, young people have visions. In the end of days, that's the only reason why I'm doing this Watchman News Ministry. I had that dream when Chinese soldiers were coming in. They helped out some cowboys pull out their truck around the border, and the cowboys prayed for them and they became saved, but they were literally Chinese soldiers. So pray that some of these criminals come to Christ, because your government, Trump's not going to save you. I'm sorry, he's not. Search Trump at sjwellfire.com if you're putting your hope in that man. I mean, he gave you the poison poke that defiles the DNA that is you. Everything's being defiled. Put in 5G, 6G. Wants to put in the biometrics. Said take the guns first, due process second. You know where his heart is. Words have meaning. Not buying any of it. Check out the last podcast we did about the assassination attempt. It doesn't pass the sniff test. But I want to play this dream I had. It was a while ago. It was at my previous place I was living. I think maybe it was last winter. And I just had a dream of illegal aliens or an illegal alien with an M16 weapon. It was military grade, and the cops would not do anything. And if you go back to the story of Aurora, there's so many complaints that the cops just wouldn't show up. So many different articles. It's a playbook, my friends. It's an absolute playbook. Let's play this. All right. So my dream, I was with a woman in a car, and I saw somebody, and it was an illegal alien, get out of his car, and he started to rob this withered, broken down car. The car was withered. To me, that meant America is on the decline. Like, he's robbing a crappy car, a junky car. But I knew he was robbing the car, and the car that he was robbing was on the side of the road. And I opened the door, stood up kind of on the side of the car. It's like, hey, I see you. You're robbing this car. What are you doing? I'm calling the police, yelling at him. He gets out a handgun and points it at me. And I get down back into the car, yell at the woman driving the car, go. And then he comes out. And he has an M16, a military rifle that you and I could not buy in a gun shop. He has that strapped on his back.
And the girl driving the car takes off. He runs back into his car. He starts chasing us. And there was a mall right next to us. The girl drives into the mall. And I'm like, there's a cop. I saw flashing cop lights. I'm like, there's a cop. Let's go talk to the cop to go arrest that guy. And so I ran into the mall door. And you know how sometimes there'll be like a Walmart or supermarket that'll have a door, a space, and then another door. That's what this was like going into the mall. And a cop was with like four or five other people. And I ran up to the cop and I was like, there's probably an illegal alien with an M16 chasing us. Go arrest them. Go confront them. And the cop was scared and wouldn't move. Wouldn't move. So my takeaway is cops have been neutered. They're going to arm these people. We've warned about this, different dreams that I've had 3 years ago about the invasion and the terror attacks that are coming. It's all by design. And I go back to, where are the 1.3 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition?
So you might be thinking, you know what? I'm not in an apartment complex, so what? Well, this has gone viral. You need to make sure you don't open the door for Amazon and be ready. This looks like a nice suburb. Don't be fooled by a uniform. I used to be a state park ranger when I was in college, like a seasonal one, and the uniform had power. People just assumed I had more power than what I really did because I was not commissioned as a full-time ranger. I had some ticket writing ability, but not much. I wasn't commissioned, but I still exuded that I had that power. That's what it reminded me of with that uniform. Don't open your door, my friends. All right, this is a news ministry. We always like to tie everything back to Bible prophecy. And so Matthew 24, 37, 39, we've covered these scriptures often, but it says, as the days of Noah, it'll be in the end of days. So let's read. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be, that's Jesus. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Now, in the end of days, the ark is Jesus Christ. And knew not until the flood came and took them away. So when it takes them away, it's going to burn them in the end of days. They're going to be burned in fire. Take them away does not mean raptured up. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So then you take a look at, well, what was it like as the days of Noah? Genesis 6:5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. I mean, we're just seeing wickedness, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And then Brother Jim's YouTube channel, I'll put his link below in his Bible study, and I won't give a, you need to go watch it because he actually goes deep into the word violence in Hebrew, which I thought was enlightening. You need to know this. So Genesis 6:11, the earth was also corrupt before God. We always talk about corrupt DNA corruption, GMO food corruption happening today. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, again, go and watch Brother Jim's YouTube channel. I think it's called End of Days Evidence. I'll put the link below. He dives deep into violence and has some other good wisdom for you. I probably listen to 15 teachers, and Brother Jim is one of them. Have a blessed day, folks. I mean, it's just getting interesting. We have so many different bullets in the chamber to create chaos. Sentence Trump, I think it's theater. I think it'll be a real sentence, but I think it's a playbook. If you follow our ministry, don't get caught up in it, because the person that's going to get rid of all the darkness is going to be this white light. The deception is going to be so great. And then this playbook with these gangs you can see it. You can absolutely see it. And I go back to, I've said it three times now, where are the 1.5 billion hollow point bullets that the DHS purchased? Homeland Security is giving all this money to bring in these illegals. Driver's license in some states, some states, counties, cities, illegals can vote. In Illinois, illegals can become cops. This country's turned, my friends. Repent. My people need to repent. There needs to be a righteous remnant. Get rid of your habitual sin. We all sin. We all fall short. Make sure it's not habitual, my friends. Love Christ with all your heart and ask for guidance. Great time to be alive. Thank you for those that support this ministry. Couldn't do it without you. Had a bit of a rough go with our system hacked, but we're back up and running. Make sure you have a blessed day.